Hallelujah, 奉主圣名，我们开始晚上的聚会。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our evening Sabbath service.
我们要唱诗八十九首。
89。
要感谢神的带领，我们弟兄姊妹在礼拜五的晚上能够一起啊，聚集在神的面前，来一起遵守神的诫命啊，一起来领受神所赐给我们的福气。
We thank God for His guidance and leading us tonight so we can partake and obey His commands and to enjoy the Sabbath rest this evening.
我们今天晚上聚会比较特别一点哈，不是正道。
Tonight, we will have a different format of service. It's not a regular sermon.
那感谢神呢，我们今天晚上能够邀请到朱宗飞弟兄一起来这边跟我们来分享神呢他身上呢一些恩典。
Really thank and praise God for the wonderful opportunity for Brother Daniel Chu from Pacific Church to come here.
我们很多弟兄姊妹对朱弟兄不是很熟悉。
I know that many of us are not familiar with Brother Daniel Chu.
小弟本身是见过几次面
I have seen him and met him several times.
感谢神在礼拜三晚上聚会之前有机会跟朱弟兄做比较长时间的谈话。
Thank God, on Wednesday evening, we had a dinner together and some chance to chat.
朱弟兄现在是住在Pacifica 教会聚会
Brother Chu resides currently in Pacifica Church.
那是几年前呢？从温哥华搬到太平洋教会。
Several years ago, he has moved from Vancouver, Canada, over to Pacifica.
感谢神朱弟兄在加拿大。十几年的时间都是在加拿大的政府机构来担任工作。
Thank God for the past two decades, he has been working for the government in Canada.
都是在做有关于这个辅导方面的一些工作。
Specializing in the area of counseling.
特别是我们从孩童到青少年，还有我们的。家长跟小孩子之间的一些辅导方面的工作。
He especially concentrates on the stages of child development as well as the parent and children relationships.
感谢神朱弟兄能够把他在工作方面的一些经验能够再加上在道理上面的一些神给他的一些看见我想。这两方面加起来呢，对我们每位弟兄姊妹、每个家庭都是非常有需要的。
And thank God for His wonderful blessing. He is able to combine His expertise from His experience with the insights and wisdom God has given Him through the Bible to give us something that is very practical and useful to our members.
所以呢，明天下午呢，我们园林教会有邀请朱弟兄呢，做一个这方面的讲座。
And therefore, there is a workshop that is being hosted by the Garden Grove Church tomorrow afternoon.
我们在我们这个我们的门口那个大厅那个大门那边也有一个海报就是写这个。
And that was the flyer that is referred to this workshop on the door.
所以我们今天晚上很高兴能够朱弟兄能够在这边来跟我们来分享一些见证。
And so tonight we are very pleased that he's able to be here to share his testimonies with us.
那我们现在就请朱弟兄呢来一起来跟我们来分享。
Now we welcome him to share his experiences with us.
奉主耶稣圣名，在这边做见证，荣耀他的圣名。
Thank God in the name of Jesus Christ, I bear witness for him, to glorify his name.
那很高兴，真的很感谢主。我可以有机会来到尔湾教会和众弟兄姐妹一起见面，一起学习，一起相聚。
I'm really joyful here to learn from everyone here at Church in Irvine and to have fellowship with everyone.
那这个星期在尔湾教会这边的一些工作之后，我发现许多弟兄姐妹待我像一家人一样的亲切，我真的很感动。
In this week of stay in Irvine, I found that many brothers and sisters have treated me like family. I really am very touched.
那有很多的面孔，我们已经是相隔十年、二十年之后才又重逢的。
And there are some people here I have not met for 10 or 20 years, and I'm glad to be reunited.
有很多的面孔是我们第一次见面却亲得像一家人一样。
And there are some faces here, even though we do not know each other very well, yet I still feel to be family with you.
所以我相信，我猜想，大家已经把我当成一家人了。
And so I hope you all treat me like family too.
那所以呢，我想说，我还是会有机会再来尔湾教会和你们见面。
And so I hope I will have the chance once again to come to visit Irvine Church.
因此，我就想要见证在我人生当中几段很重要的过程。
In my testimony tonight, I'd like to share with you several critical periods of my spiritual journey in Christ.
因为我还会再来，所以我还会再来见证。
And because I know I'll come again, I will not finish testifying everything.
人生的境遇有很多奇妙的主的安排。
In our lives today, there are many wonderful and miraculous guidance of God.
有时候很辛苦，有时候很欢乐。
Sometimes we endure sufferings, and sometimes we have wonderful joy.
可是这一切的苦跟喜乐都已经在主亲密的安排底下，默默地在我们的生命当中，一个时间一个时间的展现。
And God has allowed all these sufferings and joyful periods to appear in our lives in order to mold us.
所以今天晚上，我花一点点时间和我们大家一起见证，分享我人生第一个阶段，就是前二十年的生活。
And so today I'd like to share with you my first 20 years of life in a spiritual journey.
因为在这一段日子里面最重要的一个奇妙的安排是引领了我的父亲来信主的过程。
The most wonderful miracle is the guidance of my father to become a member of the True Jesus Church.
在那个时候我记得我其实是大概六岁七岁的年纪。
At that period of time when he was truth seeking at a church, I was only 6 or 7 years old.
那个时候呢，我因为常常的感冒，所以吃了很多西药的抗生素。
At that time, I was constantly catching colds, so I would take a lot of antibiotics.
因为抗生素是最容易、最快的方法，在那个时候的台湾，让一个小孩子第二天、第三天马上不会再发烧。
Antibiotics was the speediest method of healing a child from fever in Taiwan at that time.
那我因为用了很多很强的抗生素之后呢，我的胃开始有流血。
And because I used a lot of strong antibiotics on my body, I started to bleed and have ulcers in my stomach.
所以那个时候并不知道这个已经是胃出血的现象，我们只知道说常常胃很痛，然后我的记忆里面就是那个可以痛到滚到墙边去，抱着墙打滚。
And my pain will be so tremendous that I would roll to the on the ground and roll to the wall and just wrap my arms around the wall.
我记得那时候小学是一年级、二年级的时候。
At that time, I was only first or second grade.
我常常因为胃痛的关系就要请假回家。
I could not stand the pain, so I would leave school and take absence.
那有时候痛到不能走，我就要抱住一棵大树站在那边。
And sometimes my stomach hurts so badly that I would have to hang on to a large tree to support myself.
如果晚上痛起来的时候，我一定要有很多的枕头或是很多很硬的东西让我抱着，就是让我自己觉得是可以帮助我不要那么痛。
And whenever the pain gets so great in the evenings, I would need something very strong and sturdy or hard pillows so I can hold on to them, feel like I'm being supported.
一直到我的排泄开始变成是黑色的。
It wasn't until my discharges became black in color.
然后一直到我开始会直接用鲜血从嘴巴吐出来。
That until I started to cough up blood.
然后才发现说，哎，这不是一个普通的胃痛而已了。
That everyone recognized now that this was no ordinary stomach pain.
可是因为我胃痛的关系，所以我变得非常的瘦。
And because I constantly had stomach pains, I was extremely skinny.
大概就是皮包着骨头，那小孩子看起来，你们如果有看过非洲的影片，我大概就是那种头大大的，只剩下身体的骨头包着一层皮。
My body was just like those photos you see of the African kids, that I was nothing more than skin and bones.
所有我们邻居外面的人，教会的人，只要看到是我，就觉得说啊，这个孩子可能活不久了。
Everyone, all my neighbors, all the church members thought I would not live for very long.
那后来那个时候呢，我的父亲还没有信主，所以我们大部分就是赶快，有时候痛起来就送医院。那那一次已经开始检验出来，知道真正是胃出血的时候，我们就送到更大的医院去做治疗。
My father was a non-believer at the time, so whenever my pain became too severe, I would immediately be sent to the hospital. But at that time, the diagnostic was they found out that I did have bleeding and ulcers in my stomach.
奇妙的事情是我连最基本最简单的葡萄糖的注射都不行。
And the interesting thing was that I would not even be able to take IVs from glucose.
那那个葡萄糖就是很简单补充一下体力，因为我已经大概有两个星期不能吃东西了，所以一到医院一定先补充葡萄糖养分。
And so, as you know, the standard procedure in hospitals is to go there. They'll give you a glucose IV in order to re-strengthen you. And I hadn't eaten for about 2 weeks already.
那个针只要从血管一打进去，大概三分钟左右，我全身就抽筋。
Because once the needle enters my body, after 3 minutes, my whole body will start to have muscle spasms.
所以我还会记得那个抽筋的景象。
And I could feel the pain, and I can remember vividly the scene.
那那个时候医生就说，啊，这个小孩子太宠了，看到针就变成这样扭成一团，继续打，继续打。
And so the doctor would say, oh, this child is too spoiled. He can't even take a little pain. No, keep on putting in the needle.When he saw that I was bundled in one little tight ball, he still kept the needle going on me.
那结果因为抽筋，整个人扭曲，连嘴巴都歪掉。就我们家的父母亲才看说，这不是只有胃痛吗？怎么看起来好像中风了
？So because the muscle spasms and cramps were so severe that actually my face became disfigured, and that's when my family realized that.It was more pain than just stomach pain.
所以就坚持叫医生把那个营养针，就是葡萄糖而已哦，就把它抽掉，就是不要打。
And so they insisted that the physician remove the IV of the glucose.
他说很少很少看过，在百万当中看过有人对葡萄糖原来会有反应的，这不过是一个糖分的东西。
And so it was very rare for any patient to have an allergic reaction.To glucose because it is only a little bit of sugar.
可是因为葡萄糖不能够打，那我其他的药根本没办法从嘴巴进去，因为只要喝一滴的水，我就立刻吐出来，而且跟着连血都一起吐出来。
I couldn't even take medicine orally either because if I did, I would throw up any water and blood that is in my stomach.
所以医生就叫我们离开转院。
And so the doctor told me to go. Told us to just go to another hospital.
可是因为我们已经到了大医院，就想说已经没有地方可以去了，就马上再转另外一间。到了另外一间，医生看到之前的报告，也说我们不收。
And even though we were already at one of the largest hospitals in Taiwan, they still moved us to another large hospital. But before we were moved to a second large hospital, they rejected us because they said your case is too difficult.
那在这种情况底下，医生又觉得不太相信说一个年轻六岁七岁的孩子就会有胃出血的这个现象。
And again, doctors could not believe that 6 or 7 years old would have such severe ulcers in the stomach.
因为通常胃如果有问题，胃出血通常之前都会有压力啦，或是一个紧张的生活啊。那六七岁的孩子应该还没有那么大的压力，也没有紧张的生活，怎么会有可能胃出血呢？
Because ulcers are usually the symptom of tremendous stress, tension, or pressure. And they couldn't believe how could a 6 or 7 year old child have such stress and tension.
在那个年代还没有特别其他的一些方法，所以医生就告诉我们说，你可以等等看，用等的。
And so the doctor said, why don't you just wait and see?
那父母亲说等什么？
And the parents said, wait for what?
就等看他会不会自己好起来。
And the doctor said, wait to see if he'll recover himself naturally.
意思另外一句话就是，就等着吧，很快就没了。
And so, in another words, wait for death.
因为我是一方面每五分钟、十分钟血就吐一次出来，已经没有东西吐了，开始吐胆汁，开始吐里面所有奇奇怪怪的东西。
Because I would cough up blood every 5 or 10 minutes until there's nothing left. And so I started coughing up inside parts of my organs.
那医生说没有看过这样子的。
And again, the doctors had never witnessed anything like this.
所以我们离开。
And so we left the hospital.
离开之后我们告诉教会有这样的情形。
And then we told the church of our situation.
那当时教会的传道人就立刻告诉我们把孩子带到教会来。
And so the pastor of the church told us immediately to bring the child to the church.
可是因为我父亲不是信主的人。
But my father was a non-believer.
他就觉得医院都已经没办法了，去你们教会有用吗？
And he said, well, if the doctors at hospitals can't help my child, how can you as a church help my child?
你们的传道人也会做手术哦？
Does that mean your preachers can also perform surgery?
传道说，我们会祷告。
But the preacher said, no, we can pray for him.
你要拿出你的相信。
You must bring out your faith.
他说，这是一个人生很重要的时刻。
This is a very critical moment in your life.
他说，因为你爱你的儿子。
Because you love your child.
所以神用你最爱的一个人来告诉你这件人生重要的事情。
That God wants to use this incident to teach you something important.
因为其他的东西不会动摇他，只有他最爱的人会动摇他。
Nothing else will faze him except his most beloved child.
所以有时候主耶稣会借着在我们生命当中我们最喜爱的人、最喜爱的事情来操练我们的信心。
And so it is natural that if you discover in your own life, God will use the things that we are most fond of.To discipline us, to give us trials and pain.
所以特别是当我们看见自己的孩子在受苦、遇见困难的时候，其实都是在反映我们跟神之间的信心。
Actually, when we see our children in pain, it is actually a reflection of our relationship with God, and that God is trying to mold us.
所以传道说了一个有智慧的话，说神现在用你最爱的人来让你知道人生一个重要的决定。
And so the preacher was teaching my father a very important lesson that God is using your child who you love very much.
我记得那个时候我已经没有太明显的意识了，因为已经痛了太久，然后太久没有吃东西，其实人已经很虚弱，很昏迷的。
As weak as I was, I've already lost my consciousness, so I didn't know what was going on because I didn't eat for a long time and I was so weak.
因为我连一滴水都不能进去。
Because I couldn't even ingest one drop of water.
只要有东西进到我的嘴，一到我的食道进到胃的时候，我马上就有反应。
As soon as any liquid reached my stomach, there was an immediate gut reaction.
后来我只记得我的爸爸抱着我。走进了教会。
And so my father carried me like this and went into the chapel.
我记得他就把我放在这个会堂，不是这一间，就是会堂的最后一排的椅子上把我放下来。
And so he laid me on the very last pew of the church.
那我还记得他就问眼前的传道人说，你说该怎么办呢？
And so he went like this and said to the preacher, so what do you think I should do? Tell me what to do.
传道说，跪下来祷告。
And so the preacher said,Kneel down and pray.
你的心中要认识神是最伟大的救主。
Now you should know that Jesus Christ is the greatest savior of your life.
你知道在人生没有路可以走下去的时候，还有这一条路可以走。
And once a man has reached his end, this is the road you can take.
可是重点是你的心中要拿出这个相信。
But you have to bring out this faith at this point of dead end.
你要相信在人不能的时候，在神是可以的。
That with man is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
你要拿出这样的信心，主就会让你看见他奇妙的作为。
If you bring out this faith within you, then God will let you see His miracles and wonders.
我现在回想起来，这些话我们其实平常常常听到。
Actually, these words are something that we often hear in this church.
可是当一个人在遇见前面没有路可以走的时候，这些话是一针一针的插到心里面去。
But when a person actually reaches their dead end and they have no road to take,Every single one of those words really pierces your heart.
我记得我当时我的爸爸我的妈妈就跪下来到我的前面那一排祷告。
And I remember my mother and my father both knelt right before where I was laying.
因为我的眼睛不太能再睁开，我只有耳朵可以听见。
And praying for me. I couldn't really see them because my eyes didn't have any strength left, but I could hear them praying for me.
我就听见我的爸爸一直在哭。
I heard my father crying desperately.
传道教他怎么祷告，可是他没有办法祷告。
Even though the pastor taught him how to cry, how to pray, he couldn't do anything other than cry.
他在哭的时候，他就说：“主，你赦免我。”
And so he wept and he said, "Lord, forgive me."
这个教会我已经听过很多次了。
I've heard the doctrine of this church many times.
可是我今天在你的面前，请你救我。
But today I beg of you, save me.
在那个时候，主耶稣。不知在他的心中做了什么工作。
I don't know what Jesus Christ did in his heart at that point in time.
我爸爸祷告起来的时候告诉我们说，他说他的心中就好像一个孩子回到了自己的家一样的感觉。
My father expressed that after prayer, he felt as if he was a little child returning home to his father's house.
他说他觉得他好像在外面流浪了很久的感觉，终于见到了自己的爸爸。
He was like a prodigal son that has returned after a long time to his father.
所以他说他没办法祷告，他只有哭。
And so he said, I couldn't pray anymore. All I could do was weep.
然后他的心中就跟主耶稣说，我相信。
And then in his heart, he told Jesus Christ, I believe.
我相信你会救我的儿子。
I believe you will save my son.
我相信你也会救我的生命。
I believe you will save my life.
那个祷告起来之后，诶。我自己因为不知道时间经过了多久，所以我也坐着起来了。然后他们就说：“哎，这个囡仔那坐起来了。”
And all of a sudden, I just followed them. Once they got up from the prayer, I also sat up. And then my parents were really amazed. They said, "How did this child wake up?"
他就说：“你不会痛吗？”
And they said to me, "Do you not hurt anymore?"
那我记得就是我没有什么感觉。
I remember I had no feelings left.
哇，这一刻让我爸爸的信心更增加了。
And this prompted my father's heart to have even more faith in God.
他自己就说：“有神，有神。”
And he immediately exclaimed, "There is God, there is God."
他说：“我相信，我相信。”
He says, "I believe, I believe."
他又问前面的传道人说：“接下来我要做什么？”
And then so he immediately asked the preacher, he said, "What should I do next?"
就是这么单纯的人。
And it was so simple.
他就一步一步听。
He had a simple heart and he just followed every step that he was instructed.
传道说：“你看见了主耶稣的能力。”
And so the preacher said to him, "You have seen the power of God."
可是主耶稣也会考验你的相信哦。
Jesus Christ will also test you of your faith.
只有透过考验才知道你的相信是不是真的。
Only through tests and trials would Jesus know really how great your faith is.
他说：“不用考，不用考，我一回家把全部医院给我们的药通通丢掉，我们不吃了。”
Then my father responded, "No, no need for any more tests from Jesus. I will go home and immediately throw away all the medicine that is in our home."
传道说：“你要有心理准备。”
And so the preacher said, "You must prepare your heart."
所以回家了。
And so they went home.
回到家之后，到了晚上十点、十一点要睡觉的时候。
At 10 or 11 o'clock in the evening that night.
从下午三点、四点到教会祷告，一直到晚上十点、十一点的时候，我中间没有再痛过。
From 3 to 4 o'clock that we were praying at church to 10 or 11 at night, I felt no pain.
这是过去的一段日子以来没有发生过的事情。
This is a miraculous event that has never happened to me for a long time.
所以我就看见一包一包的药通通丢到垃圾桶去。
And then I saw my parents throw away packets and packets of medicine.
十点十一点要睡觉的时候，我们一起祷告。
And at 10 or 11, when we're preparing to sleep, we all knelt down again to pray.
之后开始痛。
After we prayed, I started to have pains again.
开始吐。
I started to throw up.
情形跟之前的一样的严重。
And these conditions, symptoms were just as before.
然后那个时候我记得我的父亲就说，走，我们再去找传道。
And so my father immediately said, "Come, let's go find a preacher again."
我们再去教会，我知道在哪里。
Let's go to church again. I know where the church is.
所以抱着又冲过去。
And so he held me in his arms and ran to the church.
十一点钟到了台北教会，一直敲他的门，按电铃说我们又来了。
At 11 p.m., he rang the doorbell and knocked loudly on the door and said, "We are here again."
辛苦的传道人又出来开门。
And the preacher, tired, came out to greet him.
我父亲说：“你看，现在要怎么办？”
My father said to the preacher, "What should I do now? What do I do?"
传道说：“祷告啊。”
And the preacher said again, pray again.
继续祷告。
Keep praying.
因为神让你尝过他的能力的滋味。
Because God let you experience what it was like to taste, have a taste of His power.
这一次让你的信心更加的坚定。
And this time you shall be able to strengthen your faith.
不用害怕，祷告。
Have no fear, just pray.
所以我记得我又被放下来，又听见他们迫切的祷告。
Again, I was laid on the pew, and they started to pray again.
那一次我自己就可以祷告了。
At that time, I was actually able to pray for myself too.
长时间的祷告起来之后，我就又觉得我好了很多，没有什么感觉。
And after a long prayer, I got up and I felt that I was fine again.
所以那时候我想，我可能又要被抱回家了。
And then I thought I should probably go home now.
我父亲说不用，我们就住在这里。
And then my father said, "No, we're going to live here."
他把它当成 emergency room。
My father treated the church as an emergency room.
他说晚上随时痛，我们就来这里祷告。
And so my father said, "Anytime you feel pain, we're just going to come to the chapel and pray."
所以我就记得，我就住在教会的旁边的小房间里面。
And so I remember living in a little small room next to the chapel.
那因为已经连续很长一段时间，我的父母其实睡不好，因为半夜我会跑，我一跑他们就知道我在痛，因为我会自己抓东西。
And for a long time, my parents have never had a good sleep because I would always crawl around in the middle of the night in pain and it would disturb them.
所以他们就坐在那边观察我。
And so they sat there and watched me.
可是他们看了很久吧，我不晓得，我已经睡着了。
They must have observed me for a long time because I already fell asleep.
我记得我在醒过来的时候是早上第二天的八点钟。
When I woke up, it was already 8 a.m. the next day.
那一天我记得是一个安息日。
And I remember the next day was a Sabbath day.
所以教会的煮饭的姐妹们就八点钟很早的时候就招呼所有在教会的人起来吃早餐。
And so the cooking team in the Taipei church invited everyone to join in the breakfast.
然后我就跟我爸爸妈妈说我肚子饿耶。
And then I told my father and mother, I'm hungry.
爸妈妈说你不可以吃。
And then my parents said, no, you can't eat.
因为你已经很久没有吃了，你不可以吃，这边不是医院，没有人照顾，你不可以吃，会痛。
He said, no, you can't eat because if you eat, there's no one to take care of you. This is not a hospital.
那我爸爸就说给他吃。
Then my father had faith and said, give him food.
这里可以祷告。
We can pray right here.
要有信心。
We must have faith.
所以我就开始吃教会的东西。
And so I started to eat the food of the church.
那一天吃下去，早上吃稀饭。
And then that day, I ate for the first time rice porridge.
你知道稀饭有的人不能吃吗？会胃酸。
You know that some people can't eat porridge because it causes them to have a sour stomach.
特别是那个就是有溃疡的，就是这种你会有 acid 在里面，然后你吃稀饭的时候，其实会一恰生啊，会很辛苦。
Especially if you have ulcers and you eat rice porridge, it would actually cause your acid in your stomach to become even greater.
哇，吃完一碗说还要啦。
But miraculously, after I ate one bowl, I asked for a second bowl and I didn't feel any pain.
我一次就吃了两碗粥。
In one sitting, I ate two porridge bowls.
吃完以后说啊，饱了，休息一下。
And then I said, I'm full, I'm going to rest now.
就这样子好起来。
And this is how I completely recovered.
就这样子没有再吃过药。
And from then on, I never ate medicine again.
就这样子，胃没有再痛过。
And then my stomach, my ulcer never pain me again.
明明是一个破洞，一个胃出血的事情，就这样子不见了。
It was so clear that there was a hole in the bottom of my stomach, an ulcer, yet it was healed.
所以增加了我觉得我的父母亲很大很大的信心。
And this gave my parents a lot of faith.
那个时候，因为爸爸妈妈开始在做生意，在开店。
At that time, my parents started their own business.
可是生意不是很好。
But the business was not going well.
因为就觉得勉强可以，有一点点钱可以吃饭，这样子勉强的过日子。
They barely got by.
可是当我的健康、我的生病得到主耶稣医治之后，我的父亲决定来信主。
It was when my sickness was completely healed that my father decided he would be baptized.
他说神拯救了他的孩子，也拯救了他自己的生命。
He said God has saved not only my son's life, but also my life as well.
他就决定说，把他现在做的生意，不太好的生意， 星期六也不要做了。
And so he made a decision that if I'm going to believe in God, I'm also going to give up my business on Saturday, even though my business is still not very good.
星期六不要做，是因为他听到传道告诉他说，星期六是安息日。
The reason he didn't do any business on Saturday anymore was because the preacher said that we should not do any work on Sabbath day.
那他不知道安息日是什么，只知道安息日是来拜神的日子。他说 ，OK， 那不要做生意。
And my father didn't know what Sabbath day meant other than we don't work on Saturday. So he said, OK, I won't work.
从这样子开始。有陆陆续续不同的客人来告诉他这个饼里面要放什么东西。一个饼。
Okay. And so when he was making this kind of cake, it was very strange because he would have all different customers that start to tell him, your cake is missing something. And they'll tell him what the ingredient is.
好啦，是牛肉馅饼啦。
It is a beef.
我不会做哈。
Beef pie.
牛肉馅饼。然后那个不同的客人就会吃了之后就会告诉他，哎，老板，你们这哈少一个东西，少一味，加一个味道，什么味道？他就写给他。
And it was strange because every time there's a customer that ate it, they'll say, "Oh, do you know you're missing one ingredient?" And then he'll write, different customers will write down the missing ingredients.
所以加了十种不同的东西告诉你们。
And so the beef pie had 10 secret ingredients that were given by these customers.
然后第十一个人来吃的时候就说，这个就对了。
And then the 11th customer came and ate and said, yes, this tastes very good.
他就说，啊，连做这个饼，主耶稣都帮忙哦。
And then he was so surprised. Even when I'm making these beef pies, that God even helped me with my recipe?
后来他在那个时候就做了一个梦。
And at that time, my father had a dream.
他梦见了，他又回到他年轻的时候在军队的那个情景。
In that dream, it was like he was back in the military.
然后他就在军队里面，哇，非常的威风。
He was in the military. It was his glorious days.
他说他要上山，要下海，全部都可以做。
He felt that he could go up to the high parts of the mountain and come down.
然后呢，他就开着车子到处走，在他的梦里面。
And so he drove this truck everywhere in that dream.
哇，他就看到前面是一条独木桥。
And then he saw a bridge that was made of a single
窄窄的独木桥
narrow wooden bridge.
然后他就说没关系，我的吉普车可以飞。
And then he said, "No, it's okay. My jeep is able to fly. I'm going to go across that little bridge."
两边左边的轮子在桥上，右边的轮子空空的，就这样开过去。
And so he drove with one wheel on the bridge and one wheel off the bridge.
他就跟旁边的人说，你看我多棒。
And then he said to the people around him, he said, look, I'm so great.
然后再开开开，就看到前面是崩坑一个山洞。
And then he saw a cave ahead of him that had been excavated.
然后人家就跟他说，不要再往前走了。
And there were people who told him, don't go into that cave.
里面很黑，危险啊。
It's so dark in that pit inside. It's very dangerous.
他说没问题的。
And he said no problem.
就一开进去，哇，就停在半路，黑漆麻乌的。
But then he was stuck in a quagmire in the middle of pitch black darkness.
然后他就想到说，啊，我有圣灵，我会祷告。
And then he thought, oh, I have Holy Spirit, I can pray.
在梦里面，他就开始祷告。
And so in the middle of the dream, he started to pray in tongues.
他就发现他的吉普车就往前走。
And then he found that his jeep continued to go.
那一直走，一直走，他就觉得好像卡卡的，怎么路上好像有东西。
And then as the jeep was traveling over the road, he felt that it was stepping or running over certain things.
然后呢，他就再往前看，啊，真的又被挡住，不能走了。
And then as the jeep went forward, something's blocked the jeep from going forward anymore.
拿手电筒一照。
And then he used his flashlight to shine on the object.
哇，前面怎么都是牛肉。
And then he saw a whole bunch of beef right in front of him.
牛肉怎么挡着他？
Why is there so much beef that's blocking him?
他就想说，没关系，我有圣灵，我可以祷告。
And he said, it's okay, I got the Holy Spirit, I can pray.
所以他就又认真的祷告在他的梦里。
And then he continued to pray very earnestly in his prayer.
结果一块一块的牛肉就往后走了。
And so, pieces of beef started to fly off, and so he was able to pass safely.
他就有一条路一直往前开，然后就把那个牛肉就一直让那个路给他走，一直走，一直走。
And so he moved along slowly, gradually, but that beef continued to give way before his path.
然后走了之后，他就醒了。
And then after that, he woke up.
很单纯，马上就问传道。
And so he was very simple faith. He immediately asked the preacher.
辛苦的传道就要为牛肉来解梦。
And so the preacher had to explain the dream of beef.
然后传道很有智慧哦，就告诉他说：“朱弟兄，你的人很骄傲。”
And so the preacher was
很直接哦，很骄傲。
Filled with wisdom, and he said to Brother Chu, "That's my father. You are a very proud man."
你一定是很骄傲的人。你看你这样，但连那个梦哦，你好棒，好棒哦，山山下海什么桥你都过得去呢。你好棒，靠你自己的本事。
And he said, in that dream, it seemed like you're so great and you're so proud of yourself because you could go through any obstacle, whether it be the bridge, whether it be the beef, you seem to be able to traverse any barriers.
可是呢，你到一个地方的时候，挡住你不能走。
But you know what? You will encounter a blockage.
结果呢，你用祷告让前面的路打开，主帮助你。
You weren't able to overcome that obstacle. Except through prayer.
你知道这样子的人也会遇到走不下去的时候。
Do you know that a proud man would also encounter times when he cannot walk any further?
但因为你今天开始有神圣灵住在你的心中，所以你知道要依靠神往前走下去。
But because you know that today the Holy Spirit is within you, God is with you and walking with you on this path.
他说啊，那个牛肉嘞。
And that will help you walk through all your difficulties. And then my father asked, but what about the beef? What does the beef mean?
他说，你的生意是神给你的。
And then the preacher said, your business has been given by God.
你的那个牛肉饼是神帮你做的。
That beef cake, beef pie that you're making is something that God has granted to you.
你只有记得要在主的里面用祷告去领受主要给你的事情。
And so you just remember that in prayer you will receive what God will give to you, but you need to always rely on prayer to walk this path.
不能靠你自己。
Don't rely on yourself.
啊，他就想起来，有十个人不是来告诉他，这个饼 OK 了。
And then he remembered that moment. Oh yeah, it was the 10 different people who gave him 10 secret ingredients to perfect his recipe.
所以他感觉到神真的是一个很奇妙的神，然后他从他心中就感觉到啊，谢谢耶稣。
And so from his bottom of his heart, he really thanked God.
原来连这样的事情，主耶稣都照顾。
And even such a small trivial matter, Lord Jesus Christ will watch over me.
所以当我们的心中有那个相信，而那个相信是单纯的真实的依靠神的时候，神真的让我们的眼前的路一扇一扇的门打开。
And so, we have learned that actually, if you have a very simple faith, every time you encounter difficulty, you rely on God. God will open many doors for you.
传道很担心说，你这样子好像生意如果好起来的话，你星期六要不要开始做一点生意？怕他信心不够。
So preacher was worried, said, if your business starts to get better, does that mean you're going to start doing your business again on Saturday?
那个意思就是其实问说你会后悔吗？你做这样的决定。
Because the preacher is wondering if he will regret his decision of not making money on Saturdays.
他说传道我明白了，我不会后悔的。既然是这样，主耶稣喜欢的，我们就要这样子做。
And so my father said, preacher, I know what you're saying. I get it.I'm not going to fail to observe Sabbath just because my business gets better. I'm going to keep doing what pleases the Lord.
从那天开始，这个店的生意就越来越好。
And miraculously, the business became much, much better as the days passed.
那每一天都有固定的收入进来。
Every day, there was a steady income that continued to come.
星期六没有收入，因为没有开门。
And there was no income on Saturday because it was closed.
星期六全家去教会守安息日。
Our whole entire family observed Sabbath by going to church on Saturdays.
星期天主就给两倍的收入进来。
I know, miraculously on Sunday, we would have double of our average income.
一样的时间哦，没有说延长营业时间，一样的时间，但是做两倍的生意。
It's strange that within the same number of hours, we are able to make double the business.
而且那个生意的收入的数字，刚好每一次都是两倍。
On Sunday, and the strange thing was the double of the amount was exactly double of what one day's earnings would be.
从这些体验当中，建立了我父亲的信心跟信仰。
And through these weekly experiences, it strengthened my father's belief and faith in God.
所以他深深的相信主耶稣拯救了他的生命。不单如此，主耶稣带领他在这个没有路走下去的时候，让他的生活能够一天一天的改善。
And so he thanked God so much for saving him and also for opening up his road for his business.
所以我就是这样子在教会里面慢慢的成长，经过了这个病痛之后，慢慢的长大了。
It was like this that I slowly grew up in a church.
可是我有一个问题是，我一直求不到圣灵。
And I had a problem though. My problem was I could never get the Holy Spirit.
我记得在那个时候，我身边的同学，什么班什么班的同学，只要我们去参加什么样的活动，什么灵恩会，一个一个你看就会得到圣灵哦。
All my friends, every time we went to all the SSCs, they all slowly one by one received the Holy Spirit.
连那种打我的都会得到圣灵。
Even those bullies.Who hit me, even got the Holy Spirit ahead of me.
那我都一直求不到圣灵。
But why was it that I had no Holy Spirit?
所以我就经过了国中，经过了高中。
Through the junior high and then the high school years.
那在我们那个年代，如果我不知道其他的人啊，我觉得在我们那个年代，如果你已经到高中，又是从小在教会长大，都求不到，怪怪的。
And at that time, I felt like an oddball in the church because everyone, if you grew up in a church, you must have Holy Spirit by the time of high school, and I was the only one who didn't have it.
对，因为那个名字会摆在一个地方。
Because anyone who didn't have the Holy Spirit.
然后每次要祷告的时候，你知道就会身边有一群的人劝你说，出去啦，去淘金。
And they would blazon my name on that.Label, and every time there's a prayer session, everybody would tell me, go pray in the front.
我已经蛮高的了，我觉得说，一站起来，人家就知道我就没圣灵啊。
And then I thought to myself, if I just stand up, I'm very tall, everyone would know I don't have Holy Spirit.
可是要先知道哦，我很认真求圣灵。
But you must know that I really pray very earnestly for Holy Spirit.
我怎么冲都冲到最前面来。
I always run to the front.
因为听了很多故事嘛，见证，用冲的啊，会得到，就冲。
Many testimonies that if you run, you'll get the Holy Spirit.
然后，什么不进食的会得到，啊也腰呢，一点不加，一直腰也是求不到。
And so I heard another technique was to fast, and so I kept praying and fast, and my stomach would growl, but I would still endure the pain.
还有一种说什么，你就跟主耶稣说，没有给我就不起来。
And then another technique strategy was.You tell Jesus that if you don't get it, you're not going to get up.
我就一直跪在那里。
And then I kept kneeling there.
人家跟说，哎，怎么不起来？我说，因为还没有得到。
And then people would keep pushing me, say, "Why aren't you getting up yet? Is it because I haven't gotten the Holy Spirit? I'm going to wait here until I get it."
我好认真求圣灵。
I really tried very hard to get the Holy
Spirit. 我真的后来求到没有信心了。
I prayed so hard until I lost faith.
我自己的体验，我觉得我没有信心了。
I felt I had no more faith left.
然后开始，我的老师，我的长辈告诉我说，你一定犯罪了。
And then my teachers and my elders said, "I think you must have committed some serious sin."
我说我才几岁啊。
He said, "I'm still young."
你不是我，你怎么可以说我犯罪呢
？You don't even know me. How can you accuse me of Have committing some major sin.
我就决定不来教会了。
And then I decided I'm not going to come to church anymore.
已经进入到国中、高中的时候。
Because now I was already in high school.
会有想法。
I have my own ideas.
会去想说，这个信仰是我的吗
？And then I would challenge, is this faith mine or my parents?
就是要经过这个时候。
Because as I was going through this struggling stage.
啊，很愚笨，想一想就觉得，哼，不来了。
made a foolish decision. I said, I'm not going to come to church anymore.
我就开始被人家访问了。
And then I started to receive visitations.
每一次都收到卡片。
Every time I receive these visitation cards.
什么组小组啦，不同的小组来看我。
All different committees in the church or fellowship groups would send notes to me.
我人很 nice, 我都说 OK.
And so I would always say, OK.
可是我会走掉。
But then I would run away.
然后他们就又留一个卡片。
And then they'll leave another card for me.
说弟兄，我们来了，愿主爱你。
They'll tell me, brother, we came here, but you're gone. We just want you to know that we love you.
哦，我只要看到这个哈，我就不行，我就觉得说，主你爱我，我已经求成这样了，你怎么爱我？
And then when I see it, I would get pretty upset because I said, if you really love me, then why didn't you give me the Holy Spirit when I tried so hard?
一直到了20岁。
Until the year I reached 20 years old.
已经进入大学了。
This is already in college.
我到了20岁的时候，有一天哦，这是神的时间。有一天，自己坐在那边，就觉得心中很烦躁，很烦。
And actually, receiving Holy Spirit is God's timing because one day I was sitting there in my chair and I felt this consternation in my heart.
就不知道为什么觉得很烦，就是这样子。
I just felt really frustrated in my heart. There was no peace.
那因为我已经不去教会，蛮习惯的了。
And because I had.Was a habitual non-church goer.
所以根本不会有任何的意念告诉我说，哦，神在叫你回教会了，都没有。
And so there was nothing in my mind that would say, "Oh, God's calling you back."
然后那时候很烦躁，就觉得说，好吧，我来祷告。
Because I was so frustrated, I just said, "Well, why don't I try to pray?"
那我就祷告主。
And then I knelt down to pray.
那因为我没圣灵啊。
I didn't have Holy Spirit.
所以就自己念。
So I started to say Hallelujah.
那念念念之后，哈利路亚之后，心中就觉得很难过。
And then as I said Hallelujah, I felt that grief in my heart.
就觉得说，怎么离主耶稣这么远
？Why am I so far away from God?
啊，想说，好吧，回去看一看好了。
And then I thought, well, why don't I just go back to church and see
them? 人哦，真的很骄傲的。
A person, humans are really arrogant.
还想说回来看一看。
I thought I would just come back and visit, just to look around.
没有被打得爬进来都不错了，还看一看呢。对吧？
我听不懂。
就是有时候啊，是主耶稣这样打到哈，那你给我们干，你才爬进来的。我都还很骄傲说，我去看一看你们。
So I was lucky. I didn't even recognize that sometimes God would beat someone up so bad that they, when they come into church, they'll have to crawl. I was still swaggering into the church.
就主耶稣真的来管教我们的时候，有时候我们承担不起。
And because if God really punished us, it would be unbearable.
用 discipline 好了，punish 好恐怖。我小时候就是听很多这种。好，对不起，就是说。主耶稣给我们很多时间，然后主耶稣希望我们回头。
God will give us a time in order to recover and to come back to Him on our own.
所以那个时候呢，我就回到家，我就记得我就坐在第一排，
and、
就是第二个第一排这样子。
And I sat in the first pew.
然后那一天呢，我怎么知道传道聚会完就说阿伯拉来求圣灵。
And then at the end of the sermon.For some reason, the pastor said, "Let's pray for the Holy Spirit now."
哇，我的心七上八下，好挣扎。我坐在很前面呢，又那么高。
And then I struggled in my heart because I was taller than other people, and I was sitting right in the front row.
已经五六年，大家已经不知道我是谁了。想说，怎么又一个人那么高，还没圣灵这样子？我就很一直挣扎挣扎。
And it's already been 5 or 6 years since I went to church, and if I were to stand up, people are going to know I'm so.Tall, yet I still don't have a Holy Spirit.
奇妙的是，我挣扎一下子之后，我的心中竟然很安静、很平静，说往前去祷告，跟主耶稣祷告。
And even though I had that struggle in my heart, if I should reveal myself, I had peace because I something in my heart told me just go pray to Jesus.
所以传道一说完的时候，我第一个就走出来，就到最前面来跪着。
As soon as the preacher invited us to come forward, I was the first one to come right to the front.
我不管人家看不看到我。
I didn't care what other people saw.
跪到最前面。
I knelt in the very front.
开始跟主耶稣祷告。
Then I started to pray to Jesus.
我感觉差不多5分钟之后。
After 5 minutes.
我感觉我的心中很辛苦，很辛苦。
I felt such toil, pain in my heart.
我想到了这五年我没有跟耶稣在一起。
And then I thought that I have not been with the Lord, Jesus for the last 5 years.
可是我感觉到耶稣一直跟我在一起。
But I could sense that Jesus was with me the whole time.
那我就觉得很对不起，很对不起。
And I felt this, great sorrow for this.
那因为这样子，我开始流泪。
And this regret made me cry.
那我就开始跟主耶稣说，真的很对不起，很骄傲的一个人。
And then I started to repent and tell Jesus how sorry I am because I'm so proud.
然后呢，在这个时候呢，我感觉到就是我的祷告，哈利路亚，赞美耶稣的祷告，在我的人里面一直的往天上飞去。
I could feel that the hallelujah words in my heart seems to be flying into heaven.
我感觉一层一层的云一直的打开让我上去。
And I could sense that layers of cloud continue to give way so that my prayer could go to heaven.
然后我的祷告就一直往上走，我觉得到达了耶稣的前面。
My prayer seems to fly and ascend all the way to the throne of God.
就在那一刹那的时候，我的全身就开始觉得很温暖。
In that split second, I suddenly felt warmth within my body.
然后那个温暖是从我的头开始，一直到我的脚跟。
And that warmth, flowed in from the top of my head all the way to the bottom of my toes.
那之后我的舌头开始震动。
And then my tongue started to vibrate.
然后我就开始哭。
And then I started to cry, weep.
我就很喜乐。
I was so joyful.
故事不是只有这样。
But this was not the end of the story.
在那个时候，我就心里想。
A time I thought to myself.
No.
No.
我祷告了20年，不可能这么容易。
I prayed for 20 years. It couldn't be this simple.
停下来。
Stop.
念清楚一点。
Speak hallelujah more slowly and clearly.
一个字一个字慢慢念。
Say one word at a time.
不要被骗。
Don't be tricked.
慢慢念。
Speak slower.
念念念念啊，没有哎，真的哈利路亚，就只有哈利路亚。
And it was my doubt caused me to really speak only in hallelujah, no tongue speaking anymore.
传道好厉害。
And the preacher was very sharp.
就在我的耳朵旁边跟我说话。
And immediately spoke to me next to my ear.
他说，弟兄。
He said, brother.
你已经有得到圣灵，你 taste 尝到了圣灵的味道。
You already tasted what it was like to receive a Holy Spirit.
要谦卑。
You must be humble.
要接受。
You must accept it.
要谢谢主。
You must thank the Lord.
很重要的一句话。
And that was a very important word he said.
他给了一个祷告20年没有得过圣灵体验的人一个方向。
Because he gave someone like me without Holy Spirit for 20 years a direction.
因为我们没有这个体验过，完全不知道。
If you have never experienced like this, you would not understand.
我是一个20岁的大人。
I'm a 20-year-old adult.
我不是10岁就开始讲灵言的孩子。
It's not someone who started speaking in tongue at the age of 10.
我有受过教育。
I've been educated.
我很清楚知道那个感觉是什么。
I can clearly sense what that feeling was like.
所以当一个长辈告诉我这个方向的时候，诶，我知道原来要这样，要不然还在那边东想西想。
And it was good that he taught me this because if he didn't say this to me, I would have still been struggling in my heart.
所以我继续开始又重新祷告。
And so I started to renew my prayer.
一样哦，我就一层一层云就又打开了。
I could feel that my voice was going through layers and layers of clouds.
祷告就到了最上面，耶稣的面前。
And then my prayer reached the face of Jesus.
其实主耶稣是让我们去体会他，他不是真的远在天边的。
Actually,He may not be there. It's just that it was a spiritual feeling that he gave me.
让我们去努力。
So that we would continue to diligently pray.
然后呢，这个过程啊，开始又是温暖从头到脚跟。
And then again, I felt that warm sensation from my top of the head to the bottom of my toes.
我开始说流利的灵言。
And my tongue became quite fluent.
身体开始震动。
And my body started to vibrate.
我从心中谢谢耶稣给了我20年祈求不到的圣灵。
From the bottom of my heart, I thank the Lord for giving me something that I couldn't receive for 20 years.
在那一刻当中，因为圣灵已经进来了，就打开了我所有的心眼。
And because the Holy Spirit came to dwell within me, it opened up all my inner eye.
因为我对教会有很多的意见。
Because I had so many criticisms about our church.
我对教会有很多不同的想法。
There are so many ways of my own thinking.
因为我受教育。
Because I was educated.
我学辅导，我搞心理。
I study psychology.
我觉得神这件事情对我来说太重要了，在这个时候。
I felt that God was so important to my life.
所以神直接住到我的心中。
And it was at that time when I needed him most, he came in.
我忽然间在那一秒钟之内，我对所有教会的意见想法通通不见了，都有答案了，很满足了。
All the things that I used to have concern about the church and problems with the church completely disappear. All these thoughts were gone.
所以我深刻的体会到说，在一个灵里面充满了祷告的时候，主耶稣真的给了我们答案。安慰了我们的心，给了我们满足。
Actually, I experienced that if you're filled with the Holy Spirit in prayer, God will satisfy your heart and answer you and comfort you.
所以在我人生的第一个二十年的年头里面呢，最后一年，在二十岁的那年，我得到圣灵。
And so thank God, in the last of my 20-year life, I experienced the Holy Spirit.
然后在我人生开始的童年的时候，因为我的病痛，主耶稣借着我引领了我的父亲相信主。
And I thank God from the beginning of my life, it was through my sickness that he was able to lead my father into Christ.
那这就是我第一段人生对主的体验。
And this is the conclusion of the first segment of my testimony of my life.
希望我们下次有机会，我们继续来见证后半生。哎，后半生好像太久，就是下半段的人生。
So I hope the next time I have the opportunity to share with you my next segment of life.
一切都是主的恩典。
Everything is the blessing of God.
当我们在人生当中遇到不同的境遇的时候，都是主给我们不同的功课。
As we encounter different things in our lives, we can recognize that these are just homework lessons that God wants us to go through.
功课是从耶稣来的。
The homework comes from Lord Jesus.
答案耶稣会给我们。
The answer also comes from Lord Jesus.
所以我们到写功课的时候，我们只要想到主，你帮助我，因为你会给我答案。
And so when we're writing this homework, we're going through the quiz, we can always remember, Lord Jesus, you gave me this quiz, please help me, give me the answer.
愿我们在人生当中的每一个境遇，都能够用感谢、赞美的心去迎接主耶稣给我们的功课。
May we always use a heart of thankfulness and gratefulness to receive everything that God will give us in our way.
我们把一切的荣耀都归给耶稣。
May all glory and praise be unto the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们一起唱一首诗来赞美神。
Now we sing him to praise our Lord. Have our concluding prayer so that we can thank the Lord.
我们生活上的重担，我们遇见的境况，主都知道。
Everything that we encounter in our life, any kind of burden, the Lord knows.
借着我们集体的祷告，集体的颂赞，主耶稣将在我们的前面，给我们足够的力量去应付面对眼前的困境。
Through our diligent and earnest prayers, the Lord surely answers us and helps us through all these tribulations.
所以困境是为了让我们成长。
So we recognize that tribulation is for our growth.
那请弟兄姐妹也为明天我在 Garden Grove 呢要一举开四个小时的这个讲习会来祷告。
Could everyone please pray for me for tomorrow, for a four-hour workshop tomorrow afternoon at Garden Grove.
因为要谈教养的问题，其实是一个不容易的问题。
Because the topic about how to teach your children is really a very difficult topic.
因为只有主耶稣照着他的旨意，知道怎么样让我们去引领我们的孩子。
Because only Jesus Christ can give us the wisdom that we need in order to lead our children.
所以我们让这一次的这个讲习会也能够在主的旨意底下，让参加的父母亲能够得到帮助，得到更多的力量。
It is our sincere prayer that this workshop will greatly edify and give the strength to the parents.
因为下一代的孩子在真耶稣教会长大，将面临很重要的挑战。
Because as we know, the next generation of children in True Jesus Church is facing the greatest obstacles ever.
我们只有不断地伸起我们祷告的双手，才能够陪伴这些孩子在美国这样的一个社会走过他们风暴的时候。
It is only with our raised arms of prayer that we can really coach and walk with our children through this life.
让我们一起祷告，感谢主。
Let's all pray together and thank the Lord.